If you've never actually seen it in person, you can't quite grasp the scale of the Wienermobile. This 27-foot-long traveling icon is one giant hot dog complete with buns on wheels. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile was in Chattanooga recently, and I joined the hot doggers in song in a grocery store parking lot.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener. That is what I truly like to be. 'Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
Good job.
Do I get a whistle?
Of course.
You do get a wiener whistle, yes.
Love that. The first Oscar Mayer Wienermobile was driven in 1936 by Carl Mayer, the nephew of Oscar Mayer. Over the years, the vehicle changed a bit. The fleet of Wienermobiles travel across the country with a pair of hot doggers at the wheel. Elliot Patti and Angela Pimentel greeted me outside of their bright red and yellow giant hot dog of a Wienermobile.
The Wienermobile has been around since 1936, but we're celebrating our 25th class of Oscar Mayer hot doggers. This is the 25th year that we've had recent college grads driving the Wienermobile for a year.
So you go off to college, you get a degree, and this is what you do.
Yes, it's a one-year position, so it's not like it's, you know, always going to be a hot dogger, but, you know, it's a really, really cool PR marketing job where I get to see the country, travel around all over the place, and, you know, put a smile on everyone's face.
So give me a tour of this Wienermobile.
Let's go. Here we are, stepping into the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Oh, mustard on the floor.
Yes, watch your step. We spilled a little bit on a little mustard on our ketchup walkway here.
Yeah, that was Elliot's fault.
I forgot to clean it up. Now it's staying down there. What are you going to do?
So it looks almost like a touring vehicle here. You have six seats?
Yes, we do. There's always blue skies on the Wienermobile. We, of course, we cannot miss the flat TV over there.
So do you show movies, or is it just one dog after another?
Sometimes we'll have promotional materials, like we'll play our YouTube page on there and just kind of put some commercials or some random promotional material on there.
It's got a sunroof.
Yes.
It's got a bun roof.
Bun roof.
That's even better.
The carpet inside the Wienermobile is not actually stained, but has a stripe of red looking much like ketchup with a classic yellow squiggle representing mustard. The ceiling is painted with a lovely blue sky and fluffy white clouds. Two hot doggers will travel across the country, stopping to share the wonders of wieners along the way, and of course, coupons. What's the most exciting thing that you and this Wienermobile have done?
Well, do you have like a lot of time? Because there's a lot of stories. I'll say every day is a different story. We have different experiences. We meet so many people around that it's just like, it makes a unique day every single day. We have people waving at us, honking the horn at us, stopping for pictures, whistles, and also people come and just share stories, you know. So it's a unique job. It's like we enjoy it every single day.
I had to ask the question on the minds of everyone who meets the hot doggers. Do y'all eat Oscar Mayer wieners?
Of course.
Of course. They're the best.
There wouldn't be a doubt in my mind about that.
I grew up on Oscar Mayer hot dogs. My favorite meal was Kraft macaroni and cheese with hot dogs sliced up in it. That was my favorite meal growing up. So it's really cool to be able to promote the product that, you know, you loved when you were little. So.
And did you also grow up with Oscar Mayer?
Well, I grew up in Peru, so we didn't have Oscar Mayer. But as soon as I came to the United States, I started loving Oscar Mayer and Kraft products. Yes.
Selecting the next generation of hot doggers is serious business, and the current class will be part of the selection committee for the next group of college graduates willing to set aside corporate dreams to travel the nation in a giant plexiglass hot dog.
We are picked from over 1,200 applicants every year, and there are 12 hot doggers that actually cut the mustard. I'm a lucky dog in that sense. It's a really, really cool and unique experience that, you know, it's very humbling to know that, you know, I'm one of 12 of 1,200 people. And so it's just really cool knowing that, you know, I was picked from so many people, and I can make a difference in everyone's lives, you know, put a smile on people's face every single day.
The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile has been dogging it around the country for many decades. You can follow the links from the Around and About blog at wutc.org to find out when it comes to your area. And if you catch a hot dogger, maybe you can get your very own wiener whistle just like I did.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. 'Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.